Oh shit, it's Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloonauts. What's going on, everybody? How are you doing? I'm doing fine. I am exhausted, tired, but you know me, we keep on trucking. We just keep on rolling with the punches, right? That's right. Oh, we got a little bit of business to take care of. This podcast, the Wake and Bake in the Morning, has been brought to you by... What is this? I just got a package from the fellas at The Mints. The Mints is a growing company. They be making some of them awesome weeds. The Mints, M-I-N-N-T-Z. This strain is called The Big Apple. You know, they're like, hey, Mr. Balloonauts, you like to smoke weed. We like to grow weed. You know, we want to promote an episode of Wake and Bake in the Morning. So they sent me this. It's called The Big Apple. Since I'm here in New York, that was another thing. Since you like to smoke weed and you're in New York, here is The Big Apple. Big Apple has got a picture of the Empire State Building. It's a beautiful package. But, you know how I do. Packaging friggin'... Usually the better the package, the worse the bud. But no, this is nothing extravagant. It looks good. It smells really good. It smells like green apple. Like almost like a green apple candy. Very nice. Very good bud. I mean, it's a nice... It's a little plump. It's a nice bud. I just grinded it. I ground it up. How do you say? Grinded it up? Or ground it up? Like ground cinnamon. I got some ground weed here. So, thank you to the Mints Company. I think it's just The Mints. That's what it says here. Seed Junkie Genetics. Ooh, I like that. Seed Junkie Genetics. Oh, yeah. That means they be doing some of that hybrid shit. So, this right here supposedly is an indica hybrid. It's an indica dominant hybrid. It's like, okay. It's got a lot of that apple fritter and sherbet family genetically, whatever. I don't know what the fuck. What do I look like? A herbologist? Is that what they call it? Or they're like botanologists? I don't fucking know. I like the herbologist. If you be in the weed business, you're a herbologist. Since I was young, it used to be herbs. Hey, you smoking that herb? Yeah, I am. You got any of them herbs? But then after, if the guy was a loser, you'd call him a herb. What the fuck was that? You herb? I mean, that's so like middle school for me. So it was like the early 90s. God damn! That shit's so long ago. I can't even fucking take it. All right, let's take this hit. Thank you to The Mints Company for sponsoring this podcast, The Wake and Bake in the Morning, with me, Mr. Balloonauts. Here we go. Wake and Bake in the Morning. With me. Not bad. Oh, whoa. It was smooth going in. I mean, we all know we got bitch lungs. To the people at The Mints. I'm sorry. If I'm not supposed to cough on this wonderful herbs that you got. But just so you know, I got bitch lungs. You know, that was one of my tags when I was young. You know, when I'd be smoking the herbs. And then I'd be smoking. They'd be calling me bitch lungs and shit. Because that's all I did was cough. I'm sorry. My lungs are sensitive. They're so pure. Pure. imagine me being pure. No, that's pretty good. Big Apple. Very smooth taste. Like, I love that. No harshness at all. Like, it's so good. Oh, look at that pink Cadillac. Oh, shit. Pink Cadillac. I don't know the song. That's an old one. But, damn. That's a cool pink Cadillac. That shit is a 1970. I'm going to say a 77, 76-ish. It's a big motherfucker. God damn. I could bury your family in that bitch. Woo, that's a big motherfucker, but it's pink, so it's cute. But it's a guy driving it. You think he's a fag? Nah. He's secure in his masculinity. I can't even say it. I'm getting the itch. I'm getting the itch. No, not jock itch, you fucking dummies. They're already turning this shit off. It's like, great, this guy's fucking talking about jock itch. No, I got the itch. I'm going to buy another vehicle already. But my vehicle has been costing me a lot. I've been dumping money into this vehicle because, you know, I'm getting ready to do some of that fishing and shit. Well, getting ready. I went fishing yesterday. I'm recording this on a Saturday, April the 3rd. I went out April 2nd, the second day of the fishing season. Well, fishing season for blackfish. I am targeting the blacks, just like the cops do. I am the land cop targeting the blacks, the blackfish. Hey, blackfish is good. You know how fucking blackfish is weird. Blackfish, they're slimy, ugly-looking motherfuckers, right? But they got the whitest meat on the inside. It's like, well, then again, most fish is white. But, I mean, we are talking about, like, dense white meat. It's really good. Blackfish is good. Some people don't know how to cook it because they dry it out and shit like that. But blackfish is a damn good fish. I highly recommend it. If you're up in the Northeast, well, shit, you only catch them in the rocky areas of, like, New England. And even me, I live on Long Island. I had to go to the North Shore yesterday. I went all the way out to the Orient Point, to the tippy tip of Long Island. And that's all rocky over there in that Long Island Sound. And, you know, you can see that fucking Connecticut and friggin' Rhode Island. Well, you really don't see Rhode Island. It's a fucking... But you can see Connecticut and shit. But they got a lot of that blackfish over there. Good fishing. But over here, it's only in April. We're lucky to have an April blackfishing season because normally it's a fall. It's like late August. Goes all the way into like November. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? What is the fishing podcast, Mr. Malonauts? No. I'm just showing off the little knowledge that I know. That's what I'm doing this year. I'm doing lots of fishing. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. You know how much I spent? You do not want to know how much I spent on gear, on permits, on fucking licenses to go on beaches. And they're all different. Like, I spend one for one thing, but the one closest to my house is a whole nother one. But then for, like, $20 less, you could just get a specific to that one. And I'm only going to fish that one. I ain't going to go all over the fucking place because I'm not going toward the city. I ain't catching no fucking city fish, man. That's a lot. That's more like, I don't know, man. It's just not good. You know what I mean? You still got a lot of that dark, murky, fucking sewage waters. I don't want to eat that fish. At least over here, like, I was talking to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was asking me how the fishing was when I, yesterday when I got back, they were all over there eating dinner, so I stopped by on the way home. I stopped by there to say hi, you know, and all the good stuff. I guess they were hoping for me to bring in, like, a big fish. Not that these fucking people will eat it. They'll eat it now. You know, like, 5, 10 years ago, even my wife. My wife's a weirdo. She'll be eating that bullshit that she don't even know where it came from at the fucking supermarket. But I bring home a fish from the waters, and she looks at it like, eh. I'm like, dude, you eat fish from the same waters. What are you talking about? And she's just like, well. But, like, I've shown her, like, we've been out to the water, like, even 2 years ago, and I was taking pictures yesterday. The ocean is getting way cleaner as opposed to like 20, 30 years ago. Like late 70s and 80s, they stopped with a lot of the pollution, a lot of the bullshit, a lot of the dumping. And I'm sure a lot of it still happens. And I'm only talking about the United States. You know, like in Asia and Africa, they be abusing the shit out of the fucking Mother Nature and shit, you know? It's like, it's all pollution over there. I mean, even the air smells like fucking nasty all the time. You know, I already talked about it and shit. I talked about it at one of my last jobs, friggin' opening up that container from China, and it smelled like fucking garlic, fucking ball sweat and shit. That's the smell of fucking China and shit, man. It's like, ugh. So, you don't get that smell over here. You know, even though we're, like, starting to become oppressed fucking people, we're giving up our freedoms to be afraid of a fucking sickness that is, like, I know people that got sick. I know people that died, Mr. Malone. That's,
Yeah, huh? You know, everyone dies. You know, come on. So anyway, what was my point? Oh, I was talking about the fishing. So years ago, right over here, we would go swimming and you couldn't see shit. Like, I'd go waist deep and you ain't seeing your feet. You ain't seeing your toesies. You ain't seeing them. You ain't seeing them. Not 30 years ago. Not on the beaches of Long Island. But I tell you one thing. In 2021, you go out there and you go to your waist. Listen, if I'm out there and I see a lady and she got that camel toe and we're down in the water and shit, even if it's up to her neck, I can see that camel toe. That's how clear the water has gotten over here. That is huge to me. I've seen the difference over my lifetime and I notice it. This ain't the Florida Keys. This ain't fucking where, you know, even California. California, you could be in 100-foot fucking deeper water and still see everywhere. You ain't doing that shit over here. It's still murky and shit once you get out there. But what I'm saying is getting cleaner. And I don't know if it's ever been that clean. I mean, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking about when I'm in Portugal. I'm in the Azores and shit. That's the Atlantic Ocean. And not for nothing, you see the deepness, you know, you see the water, it's clean. So, yeah, so we still got to get our shit together over here. But at least Long Island's better than New England. Like, New England, you know, they had that fucking, back in the 1800s during the Industrial Revolution, where all waste went into the water. So, yeah, we'll clean everything out right into the ocean. And it's like, you want to talk about nearsightedness? Holy shit. Let's dump fucking all this shit into the ocean. And then like, we got dark waters 100 years later. So, you know, I see a difference. So when, you know, showing my wife this, you know, she's like, oh. And then my mother-in-law asked, this is what she asked. Are they edible? Are those fish edible? And I looked at her. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, I was like, they're fish, you know, they're, no, she's like, no, like from the waters, because she's not going to eat no fish I caught near the fucking city. If I said, hey, I was by the city and caught these giant stripers, she'd be like, oh, that's nice, oh, that's a big fish, and that's it. She'll go cook up some fish sticks in the fucking oven, just to be like, you know, hey, this to her is safer. It's like, ugh. But I don't blame her. And she knows, you know, well, I told them all. It's like, well, I don't fish east of us, you know, Robert Moses, which is like, it's still Suffolk County on Long Island. I ain't going to go west of that shit. I ain't going no Nassau, Queens, none of that shit. And you know what? That's where the stripers are coming in right now. That's where they're coming in. And guess what? I ain't going to eat that shit. That's some poison motherfucking shit. It ain't poison, but it, you know. That ain't so clean. It ain't so clean. And you know, and what else they did over here? They stopped with the mega shell fishing. With, we got really good clams. And I'm not talking about the ladies, but we got some good clams ladies-wise too, you know? Like, I gotta say, at least the women over here keep it clean. You know, I am so happy that I'm not in the middle of nowhere like a farmer's fucking, you know, I'm sure a hardy farmer's daughter, it would be great, you know, but I'm sorry, I don't know, man, you know me, I'm all about that cleanliness, you know, like, I might be fantasizing about or romanticizing about being out in the woods and all that shit, but at the end of the day, you know how I do, I need to take at least 2 showers a day, you know, I gotta be clean and shit, and you know what? I like my ladies to be clean too. I don't want to be smelling no funk. I don't like funk. You know, talking about fucking funk. Oh, let me finish up with the fucking fish. Talk about funk. Oh my gosh. No. But the worst with fishing is the fucking bait. Oh, the bait smells like fucking, ugh. Dirty, rotten pussy. That's some bad clams. But what I was saying about the shell fishing here in Long Island, they stopped with a crazy shell fishing in the 90s. And they've been repopulating it, and we get a lot of good oysters here too. And it cleans up the bay. I mean, that's what they do. And the fish have been better, you know. I mean, the one good thing about here in the States is that we got great wildlife management. And believe it or not, if it wasn't for the wildlife management with the hunting and the fishing license and all that, we wouldn't have, all these animals would be gone. We would have ate them all. They'd be gone, you know, so there is some sustenance, you know, it sustains populations. But the fish are decimated, like they're the worst. Like at least around here in the States, you know, we're going to do our best, you know, as long as people follow the rules and everything. You know, this is the one rules that I say follow, you know. Listen, if it's too small or they're pregnant, send that fucking shit back. I don't care how hungry you are. This is fucking America. They're giving away fucking food in the fucking parking lots and shit, you know. So at the very least, you know, let that fucking life breed more life for future generations, you know. Just, it's the same thing with hunting, you know. I mean, usually hunting the males, the older males that's already passed on their genes, you know. You know, it's like, if you're gonna be able to hunt the females, it's usually after breeding season and when the animals can be eating on their own. Once they can be eating on their own and basically, you know, it is what it is. It's wildlife management. You know, listen, there's only so much to be taken. And, you know, if it wasn't for that, there'd be no deer. There wouldn't be shit. I'm telling you, there'd be nothing but fucking squirrels. Fucking stupid squirrels. Eat the fucking squirrels. If you want a fucking pregnant fish, you know what? Throw the fucking thing back and go eat some fucking squirrel, okay? Supposedly they're fucking good. I don't know. Fucking squirrels. Oh, they fucking raided. They got it into my shed. I got to rebuild a shed now, too. Oh, my God. Life sucks. But anyway, going back to friggin' these fucking people that I'm married into, which I love. I love my mother-in-law. I love her. I love my wife. I love her family. I love everything, okay? But the whole thing with the fish, like, looking at me like, oh, is it edible? Like, what kind of shit is that? You go fishing, you know her parents never went fishing. Like, they were fucking, you know, they were wop guineas, but they didn't fucking go fishing. No, they weren't wop guineas. They weren't. I'm sorry. They're fucking Italian, but they're like the northern fucking Italian and shit. I think one of them has some Sicilian of them, but I don't believe it. Like, I don't know how you not be fucking fish. I gotta fucking, like, my grandfather was that way. My grandfather lived on an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. He ate fish five times, a couple of times a week because, you know, he was, they farmed, you know, he was a cattle motherfucker. He ate himself beef. My grandfather was, give me some beef and a fucking glass of wine every day for dinner. And that glass of wine was small. It was a small glass of wine. But every fucking day, give me some beef, maybe a potato, and a fucking glass of wine. That motherfucker was a fucking strong, fucking healthy guy right up until he died. You know, he slipped in the fucking tub, banged his head, no one's around, he fucking died. What a way to fucking go. Horrendous. The worst. But, I'm catching fish to not eat them. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I wanted to be like, what the fuck was wrong with you? You know, but they're like, oh, they're edible? I'm like, yeah, well, and she's like, well, no. Are they like, you know, pollution in the world? I was like, no, not over there. And I told her, and I was, you know, told her, and I was showing the pictures how clear, and you could see, like, rocks out there. She's like, wow, that's amazing. I'm like, when you were a kid, you couldn't see that. She's like, absolutely not. Like, you go out to Jones Beach, and, you know, you're swimming, but you ain't seeing shit. You know, and not for nothing, these people don't even know what's around them. I be catching sharks. And not man-eating sharks, okay? I'm not like, you know, let's not pretend that Mr. Balloon Arts is catching jaws by the fucking beach and shit. I'm catching jaws on the beach. Like, damn, that's a good fisherman and shit. It's like, that's right. I'm the emperor I'm the king of fucking fishing. I'd be catching jaws by the fucking surf and shit. But these people don't know what's right there because they can't see it. You know, it's like scary, you know. It's like, I'd be catching sharks that's my size. And Mr. Blue Knot's is a big fucking boy. You know, I'm not a fat bastard by any stretch of the means, but I'm still a big boy. And I'd be catching some sharks that are pretty fucking big right there where people be fucking swimming and shit. And those, I make sure they go back in the water unharmed because I'm not eating shark. There's something about shark that I just don't find appealing. So if I catch a motherfucker, you know, I take the hook out quickly without harming him anymore. You know, at the worst, what? He's got a fucking, a pierced lip. You know, what the fuck? It's just cartilage, you know? It's no big deal. I should, you know what I should do? I should start tagging sharks, but, like, leaving a balloon knot. Oh, my gosh! The balloon knot fucking little tag. I'm making balloon knot tags and tagging fucking sharks' lips. These sharks are going to be the baddest-ass sharks in the fucking water. I'm going to start a fucking shark fucking gang. They're going to be tagged in the lips and shit. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, my friend is going to hate me, but he's going to laugh his fucking balls off. I'm going to love this. All right. I got something to do this fucking summer. I'm going to be tagging sharks. All right. Is that illegal? Ooh. I'm not going to be doing it. I'm not going to be doing it. But someone might find a fucking, a pierced fucking nipple. Imagine Mr. Balloon Nuts is piercing shark nipples. How fucking, oh my gosh, that's like satanic and shit. What kind of fucking guy piercing fucking shark nipples? Oh my gosh, if this wasn't Wake and Bake in the Morning, that'd be the title of this fucking thing. Oh my gosh. But my mother-in-law and my wife are finally, like, they're fine. Like, I don't know, like, did they go back into fucking, snap back into reality? It's like, oh, I'm gonna eat fish that you catch. Yeah, no shit. That's, I mean, I eat all the fish that I fucking catch, but I don't catch a lot, you know? So it's like, I catch one, I'm done. You know, if I catch a couple of porgies, I'm gonna eat it. I saved, what, 2 years ago, I had three. Then I stopped fishing. I was like, all right, I'm done, because I don't wanna, you know, I'm just gonna waste it. Because I eat two, I had my son eat one, done. Porgies were fucking delicious. Oh, they're the best. But yeah, that's what I'm all about, man. So I went out yesterday, and guess what? I caught nothing. I bought a dozen of worms, sandworms, because it's way too early. Like, I was trying to get crabs or fucking clams, and the guys are looking at me like, they're not moving out there, so the fish ain't eating that. They're eating smaller fish and, like, you know, I don't know, sandworms. That's what they're eating. So it's like, oh, okay. So I bought the sandworms. I used two. I was out there for 4 hours. The hooks got not one nibble. The worm was on there the whole fucking time. The whole fucking time on the hook. Not even a lot of seaweed, which my first cast, lots of seaweed. I was like, fuck, this is going to be a shitty day. Then after that, there was like no seaweed. So the worms were out there, all out in the open. And this is a spot that I've caught before, like 6 years ago, last time I was out there. Did I caught now? Three, four years ago. And I caught some shit. So I put it in the same spot. And I was like, why not? There's other rocky areas there, and I could have walked to. But, you know, I figured I'm the only fucking asshole out here, you know, and I'm going to be the first one to catch in the area, but it's not going to be today. So it was just a waste of time. You know, it was just nice. It was nice. It was freezing fucking cold, though. But yeah, imagine that. I'm going to catch fish, and are they edible? I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Like, I'm married into this. Ugh. I'm just kidding. I love you all, but that was just crazy to me. Look at this motherfucker. Are you fucking kidding me? Is this, like, is this guy trying to bring a new style, like an all-time low to the sagging pants? This guy's got three layers of sagging pants, and he's not walking, he's waddling. Like, what the fuck? If he had to run away from trouble, he'd look like the turtle from the Bugs Bunny cartoons. You know, like, look that up, like, how the turtle runs and shit. That's how he would have to run. He had three layers of pants all sagging at a different layer. That is some horrendous shit. Listen, I'm sorry. You know, I'm all about the trend setting and all that. But, I mean, come on, man. I sag pants. I sagged fucking pants! Fucking Mr. Douchebag Balloon Knots over here. I sagged, wow, look at that ass. I sagged fucking pants. Wow, what a great fucking Saturday morning. A lot of action going on. I sagged pants back in, I'll say, ninth grade into high school. Are you fucking kidding me? This guy had three layers plus his fucking underwears.
Plus his fucking, he wasn't wearing Hanes. I don't know what the fuck he was wearing. But, you know. What the fuck? You can't do it. Listen, there's just some things. Like I've said, black people can pretty much wear anything. They can make anything look cool. That it's just, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it just like that, because at the end of the day, that's just across all generations. Black people can make almost anything look cool. Almost anything. That three layer fucking pants, I mean, I'm not surprised. If I saw some white guy, I'd fucking throw this coffee. I would have gone really slow by him. I would have rolled down my window and throw something at his fucking head. If it was a white fucking guy. It wasn't. It was a, you know, respectable young African American over here. You know, but you can't be doing that. Like, I should have said, nah, that's a wrap. That three-layer shit, I understand, but no. Even you can't fucking make that work. Sorry. There's just some things black people can't do. You know? You know what? Look at this fucking Texas boy over here just running red lights and shit. okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Texas plates, he's just running a red light, fucking red light. Go back to Texas, you yeehaw. No, I'm just kidding. There's some things that black guys cannot pull off. For some reason, you can't pull off that three fucking layer fucking shit. I'm sorry, but nobody can. I respect the effort, but no, you can't do that shit. Another thing that black people can't do, they can't pull off the tranny thing. You just know it's a black dude. Black dudes are just dudes. They're just guys. I'm sorry. That doesn't mean that you can't feel feminine and this and that. Whatever, man. I don't give a fuck. After that, I don't give a shit. You know, I don't fucking care. You had fucking cock and balls. You had cock and fucking balls. Look at this lady out in her fucking robe and shit. Go back inside. Damn, not even a looker. You know, I wouldn't say that if she was a looker. If she was a looker, I'd be like, damn, open up your fucking robe and flash me, bitch. So, that's horrible. Sorry. I'm only saying that because I know I got some ladies that listen to this and is like, I don't want to turn them totally off. But, you know, I'm just talking. And women, you're fucking worse, so shut up. If you were talking to some bullshitting and shit, you would have said the same thing. So, I don't want to hear it. That's why I said shut up. I know you women don't like it. Shut up, bitch! And oh my gosh, forget it. World War 17,000. You don't tell women to shut up. They don't fucking do it. You know, unless there's fucking guns involved and knives and shit. You know, then, you know, she better. She better shut up or she's going to be fucking getting out of there either in a body bag or fucking 10 dicks deep in or one or the other. Goddamn. So anyway, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I took, what, 2 hits of this and I'm fucking so stupid? Hey! Big Apple works. I'm fucking retarded, but it is wake and bake in the morning. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Black people, they cannot pull off the tranny thing. They just can't. You know it's a dude. You just know. The Asians and the Latinos, they still have that market cornered. You know, those are the only ones that sometimes you would have to really look. You really got to look at some of the Latinos and the Asians. So they still have that, you know, the tranny thing down. You know, it's they have that fucking look down. They can do it. But black guys, no. No, I'm sorry. And something that, like this. I wish I had a visual element. Look at this fucking black lady. Nice big ass. But, you know, you can't be wearing the leggings with the fucking underwear. The underwear ruins it. It's like you got a fucking diaper on. Come on, man. Stop it. Listen, if I have the decency to take a shower, get dressed really nice, stuff a sock in my pants just for you ladies, if I have the decency to do that, then have the decency to fucking not wear a diaper when you're putting on leggings. Okay? I don't want to see it. You know, panty lines, no good. Even black ladies cannot pull this off. So there's very few things that they can't. And I don't mean they as in, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be like all, you know? But you know what I mean, you know? everything else they could pull off. Fucking make everything else look cool, sexy, nice. It's like, damn, I wish I could wear that pink button-up shirt with that purple striped tie. I can't fucking do that. Look, he's got a feather in his fucking hat. I can't do that. I do that, people will put me in the insane asylum. But this fucking guy, poof, he looks fucking cool doing it. I love it. I love it. All right, hold on, people. It's Saturday. It's the day before Easter. I got, you know, I got a ham to smoke tomorrow, and I got to go get me some beer. So I got to go. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Got me some that Long Island local brews. This is the way I've been doing it lately. I've been getting local brews. Because, it's, you know, let's face it, there's all these douchebag fucking breweries. But you know what? They be doing different things. I be liking it. So I be trying all different things. So I be picking up like two local brews. Then there's a lot of these cans that are just like special whatever things that they're doing. So I pick up a couple of those. And then I go, and then I pick up a German, some German type or some import type shit. Lately, I've been all on these German different type of beers. So whatever. Hey. I'm enjoying myself. It's hard. I've been eating less just to keep my weight down. But yeah, I've been noticing because I've been putting myself on the scale at least every other day. I'm like, oh, I didn't lose weight. Or damn, I gained 3 pounds in 3 days. And I think about what I ate and drank. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's good. Here's a pro tip just to keep yourself like in check. Definitely, definitely. Keep a scale by a shower, so when, you know, you're all done drying yourself and everything, and, you know, after you got your nuts all dry, before you put on some clothes, take that fucking measurement. I'm telling you, it'll help you. It'll help you. I didn't want to do it, because I don't want to know nothing, but it's been helping me. I have to say, it's been helping me keep myself in check, and I have been watching what I've been putting in my mouth, like, a lot of times, you know, I go somewhere and I'm like looking at something, you know, even at work, like we have those vending machines and I'm like, damn, I gotta eat something. And then I look at it and I'm looking at things, you know, it's all junk in there. And then I walk away. Just looking at it was fine. You know, it's like, all right, I'm better now. I'm not going to put that in my body, you know, and I drink a lot of water and I keep on trucking. So just a little tip. A scale, it does wonders. Not every day, every other day. Every other day, every 3 days, I'm telling you, it makes a difference. All right, let's take this hit. Wake and bake in the morning. This is the way I like to start my days. So sorry about not getting a regular show out this week, because I did go fishing and I didn't podcast. I was going to podcast, but I didn't. I was just enjoying the quiet time, enjoying Mother Nature. I was just enjoying it. Mr. Blue Knots has projects at home. I've torn down. This week I had off. I had vacation, so I figured I was going to knock one or two shows or even a drunken podcast. Oh my god, I might even do that still. I thought I was going to do a drinking fucking podcast at least, but I didn't do anything because I've been busy. Mr. Balloonot's been tearing down his half of his bathroom walls and putting up tile board. Yeah, tile board, cement board, because half my walls are going to be tiled until it gets to the shower. I have a walk-in shower. And I have to redo it. So I'm going to put the glass doors, but the same tile that I'm putting all around, the whole shower is going to be tiled from floor to ceiling, all in the same tile. So it's going to look nice. It's going to look nice. So that's what I've been doing, tearing down walls, putting shit up. I've been rerouting a plumbing. I'm redoing plumbing because the guy that did my plumbing before in my downstairs in my first floor bathroom, I don't know what the fuck they did, you know, they rig jobbed. They didn't do a good rig job, you know. Talk about a nigger rig. That's what they just did. You know, they did that shit back, from what I was told, what it looks like was probably in the early 80s, so
whatever. I mean, the guy did it, but oh my gosh. I would get it. Things would back up. Let's put it that way. Sometimes things would back up down there and it's just fucked up. So I had to redo some things. Mr. Balloon Knots does everything. So that's why I couldn't get anything going this week. And I also was out buying. Mr. Balloon Knots must have spent $1,500 on new fishing stuff. Stuff for the car, stuff for this. Mr. Balloon Knots bought a fishing rod and reel for $500. Just a rod and reel. It's a good one, though. It's like, you know, this is all shit that I bought that, it's, you know, I'm re-upping for the rest of my life. All the shit I've had, and I still have it. I still use it. I didn't use my new rod yesterday. I didn't want to, you know, put it on the holder, you know. That rod is just for me hunting fish up and down the beach and shit. That shit stays in my hands. So I didn't even break it out yesterday. But all the shit I've had for over 20 years. And there's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, listen, Mr. Balloon Knots, it's time to upgrade, I figured. You know? And I almost bought a fucking another pole, too. Another $200 pole after that. But I didn't. Because what I have is good. I just need another beach pole. You know? And I hooked myself up. And Mr. Balloon Knots is not done yet. Mr. Balloon Knots is trying to talk himself out of buying a Yeti cooler. That's a fucking 300 and 400, like the one I want, a 4-foot one to go in my fucking car holder. I got one of those holders that's in the back on the hitch that I, you know, put my rods on. And I want to put the cooler on there, so when I catch the big fish, I put them on ice right away. Plus, I have my drinks in there and shit, you know. Again, the rest of my life, fucking cooler. But I don't want to spend $400 on a fucking cooler. I can't do it. I did it on a pole. And, you know, in a reel, because I'm going to be using that shit. But, man, I can't do it with the Yeti cooler, man. I might just go with the Igloo and spend, like, $200. It's still too much for fucking cooler. But this is the time. Right now, this is the time I can put, you know, into this hobby, because I don't do hobbies. I don't got time. I don't got time. I got so many things that I love to do, and I don't got time. But this is one of them that, you know, after work, the tides are shifting. I'm going to hit the water on the way home. Fuck it. I'm up till 3 in the morning. I might as well spend a couple of hours on the fucking beach and shit. You know, what the fuck? Maybe I'll find a mermaid that fucking gives good head and shit. Who knows? Fucking knows. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I think a cop is watching me fucking smoke, so let's see how this turns out. Oh, he turned. He don't even want to deal with it. Oh, I think it's legal. Oh, yeah, let's celebrate. I think New York basically legalized it finally. I think the governor Cuomo, you know, which, yeah, listen, he's a sexual deviant. Any guy that has both his fucking nipples pierced, listen, I want to hate him so bad because, you know, I don't like politicians. And even though he's a mobbed politician and shit, he's mobbed up and everything. You know, I want to like him. I mean, I want to dislike him. I want to hate him. But just knowing that he's mobbed up and he's a sexual deviant, I mean, he's got both his nipples fucking pierced. It's like, wow, that's some kinky shit right there. Like, what are you into, Mr. fucking Cuomo? I don't want to know. But I kind of want to know. So, but I don't. Like, you know, like, I want, like, you know, I want to know, like, hearsay. Like, you know, I want to know, like, from some women. She'd be like, oh, yeah, I put some jumper cables on his fucking nipples while I jerked him off and shoved the fucking thumb in his asshole all at the same time. It's like, goddamn, that's when he fucking finally comes. It's like, wow, that's some kinky shit, Mr. Cuomo. But, you know, as much as I want to hate him, besides, you know, him being a kinky motherfucker, mobbed up, the fucking guy just came out and just like, you know what? It's time to legalize fucking marijuana. It's about time. It's just about fucking time. Because he's got to get the heat off fucking all these ladies fucking coming out of the woodwork and shit saying, oh my God, he did inappropriate things to me. He's got his nipples pierced. His dick controls his brain. His dick controls his fucking brain. I can't be mad at him because I'm a guy. You know, I understand. This fucking person had the green arrow and did not go.
Luckily, I didn't need to go yet, but I have to start getting going. I gotta get going home. I got things to do. But Mr. Cuomo friggin' said, hey, it's time to legalize it, which we all knew it was coming. It was just, you know, all the politicians has to, they had to divvy up, like, you know, where the money's going, you know, how we're going to misappropriate these fucking newfound funds. How are we going to do it? Because not for nothing, it's going to be a fucking killing. Not for nothing, this is the one state that you're going to be able to keep on growing. You could have a million fucking grow houses, and you know what? There'll still be a fucking shortage. I know it. Like, I'm thinking about doing some artisan fucking growing myself. This is some artisan shit. This is some of that Long Island breeze. I'm going to get some of that Long Island breeze shit going. And it's going to be very, very limited. Very limited. Limited batches. You only get a hit because I smoked the rest. I was bringing it to the fucking store to sell. But, you know, I couldn't help myself. I had to do a podcast. Damn, it's too bright. I can't even be smoking. I wanted to take a hit right now. Usually I do this shit at night. But wow, I saw some nice ass. I saw a fucking trendsetter. I saw a trendsetter, the guy with the three fucking deep fucking baggy ass fucking pants. That shit ain't working. You know, especially it's going to be very hot soon. You can't be doing that shit. You're going to be getting that swamp butt. No one likes none of that swamp butt. And I don't know what it is, man, but like, for some reason, and listen, I'm not being racist. This is not being racist. Nah, okay. It's not. This is just being just humans. Like swamp butt, you can smell it on the black people for some reason a lot. I don't know what it is. But also, you know, like the fat fucking white people, they all got that swamp butt because they can't reach their ass and fucking wipe properly. And the fucking ladies, ugh. I'm sorry. I call it as I see it. I don't be liking that shit at all. And I don't even want to know what's on, you know, I think that's why the Muslim people, they be wearing those, like, robes and all that shit, because it keeps all that funk down to the ground and shit, because they don't even use toilet paper to wipe their ass. They use their hands and fingers. Like, what the fuck? I don't even understand. And listen, I don't even want to hear about you European fucking people that pretend, oh, well we do with the fucking, with the water fucking jets in my fucking asshole. Guess what? That ain't gonna take all that fucking matting, all that crustiness out. Listen, you still gotta get a wipe. I gotta make sure it's dry back there. How do you fucking walk around with a wet fucking asshole? How the fuck do you do that? How do you walk around with a wet fucking balloon knot? How do you fucking do that shit? That's just disgusting. If I ever fart, if I ever pass some gas and it's a little wet, that's it. My day is ruined. I have to get home and shower right away. I gotta find the nearest fucking clean fucking toilet, you know, and not for nothing. Like, I can go to a place like fucking by me. I can stop by a Lowe's. I can stop by a Home Depot. Those bathrooms are always clean. And also, you can go to any hotel lobby and walk in with a fucking towel over your shoulder and just go into the fucking lobby fucking bathroom. The fucking people ain't gonna say shit. I ain't saying to do this at the fucking Four Seasons, but you can go into any fucking Holiday Inn, any fucking Sheraton, fucking any fucking whatever, and friggin' walk in, and most of the time their bathrooms are clean. If it's a dirty bathroom, you're in a fucking bad part of the fucking town. Get your ass out of there. But most of the time, and this, it's clean. So, you know, you got to fucking dry that, clean it up and dry shit out and get home and take a shower right away. If I blast off with a wet one, it's a fucking wrap. My day is ruined. If I'm out fishing on a boat, I jump in the fucking water. I jump in the ocean with a fucking brush, and I'll scrape my fucking asshole in the fucking salt water, jump back into the fucking boat and dry myself out properly and shit. Then take some of that toilet paper and wipe. Make sure that shit is dry and put my fucking clothes back on, because I'm telling you, that it just ruins my fucking day. Look at that baby. Fuck, is that a sparrow? I gotta fucking, ugh. But whatever. Anyway, listen,
I got things to do. Thanks for joining me with this fucking nonsense. You learned about fucking fishing. Oh, and you want to know what, Mr. Fucking Balloon Knots? Because this is just the way I am. Remember what I said? Like, I felt bad about fucking wasting worms' fucking life. It's a fucking dumb worm. I know. But it's a fucking life. You know, I felt fucking bad. Like, I just felt fucking bad. I just feel fucking bad. I'm sorry. I had 10 more fucking worms, and I was just like, you know what? I put it back in the fucking sand, back in the beach, and let them fucking live. It cost me 10 bucks, and I only used 2, and I didn't get one fucking nibble. Nothing. It was too fucking cold, but it was just the point I was out there, and I tried. And that's all you can ask, is just for the fucking try. Even my wife fucking appreciated it. She was just like, you know what? I'm glad you did that shit, you know? So, you know, especially I spent all that fucking money. I figure I gotta catch... I gotta catch like 50 fish over the next couple of years to fucking warrant me fucking spending $1,500 on fucking fishing gear. Oh my god. All right, everyone. Thanks for fucking joining. Wake and Bake in the Morning. This has been brought to you by Big Apple. Big Apple strain of weeds by Mintz. The Mintz Company. MINNTZ. They got some good shit, man. I guess their fucking thing is like Thin Mints, because they got that shit as their logo. Seed Junkie Genetics. Beautiful. Thank you for sending me this. It's called Big Apple. I'm smoking it here on Long Island, though. You know, hey, listen, I'm technically 25 minutes away from seeing... Well, I'm like 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away from seeing the Big Apple Empire State Building. So, you know, maybe if I, you know what, my next freaking podcast, maybe I'll do that shit. I doubt it. Have a good one. Enjoy. If you celebrate it, happy Easter. I'll have people over tomorrow. I'm smoking pork butts and whatever else. Hopefully someone comes looking with some nice butts so I can look at. Enjoy. If you celebrate the Easter, if not, happy Sunday. You know, you Christ killers. No, I'm just kidding. Have a good one. Bye. Au revoir. Ciao for now.
Of life has taken toll. Even Jesus Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. A soul I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Whip you like a horse. Sacrifice your life to a higher force. Then I'll stalk your corpse. It's the Bronx, of course. Recognize the accent. One of the last living, still in action. General assassin. Catching any rack. Blasting any text. Smashing any chest. Passing any test. Charles Manson in the flesh. Any last request before you meet Jamaica. So would you reap a wake up, shaking up a storm like Anita Baker. I'll take it straight to hell to fill your heart with hate. Incarcerate your fate in Satan's fiery lake. Then I lock the gate. Make no mistake, this shit is real as Joe. We follow the killer's code. When we come for you, tell me where will you go. Nowhere to run, hide or find you in silence, you scream. And even if you kill me, I'll still be in your fucking dreams. You ain't a killer, you're still learning how to walk. From New York to Cali, all the real niggas carry chalk. Walk you for death, won't even talk that he's the best. Crap for watch the left rack, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. You've made a grave mistake, shouldn't have come here, you changed your fate. Your brains will make the debut on the table when I raise the stakes. The pain is great, but only for a second. It starts strong, the lessons just when you rest in. The Armageddon sets in, left him a sober stress. Blessed him with no regrets. Welcome to hell, son, the threshold of death. Face the serpent, I blaze your person, you get laced for certain. Even Jake's no trace to work from, close the case to curtains. I'm hurting, head severely, really trying to bring the pain. There's nothing more satisfying than when you crying and screaming my name. It's not a game, it's purple rain, floods of bloodstains. Big one's my thug's name, busting my guns, that's my love thing. I slip the jug vein and snatch your Adam's apple. John Madden tackle your corpse to hoist it on the cross at the tabernacle. That'll have to hurt, I work your body till it burst. And curse through vida, like a brujeria verse. I'm worse than anything you ever been through. Sick in the head and mental, essentially meant to be. The soul threat against you, when you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like you Satan, when I'm the rhyming abomination. You ain't a killer, you're still learning how to walk. From New York to Cali, all the real niggas carry chalk. Mark you for death, won't even talk that he's the West crap. From watch the left rack, it ain't where you're from, it's where you at. You ain't a killer, you're still learning how to walk. From New York to Cali, all the real niggas carry chalk. Mark you for death, won't even talk that he's the West crap. From watch the left rack, it ain't where you're from, it's where you at. advise people, we recognize who lies. It's all in the eyes, Chico, we read them and see them for what they are. These are undercover cars, taking my picture like I'm a fucking star. I'm up to par, my game is in a smash, half a million in the stash. Passport with the gas, first name and last. Ask anybody if my men are rowdy. Give me the mini shot of your body, your nigga, for a penny probably. I'm obligated to anything if it's crime related. If it's shine, I'll take it, still in my prime and I finally made it. I hate the fact that I'm the last edition. Robbing your stash magician, could've went to college and been a mathematician. Bad decisions kept me out the game. Now I'm strictly out for cream, doing things to fiends I doubt you ever dreamed. My team's the meanest thing you ever seen. Measured by the heaven's kings down to the devil's mezzanine. I never screamed so loud, I'm proud to be alive. Most heads die by 25, I catch a quick 3 to 5. So be advised, the street's full of surprises. It's not but who's the livest, one of survivors, who's the wisest? You ain't a killer, you still learning how to walk. From New York to Cali, all the real niggas carry chalk. Mark you for death, won't even talk that East to West crap. And watch the left rack, it ain't where you're from, it's where you got. You ain't a killer, you still learning how to walk. From New York to Cali, all the real niggas carry chalk. Mark you for death, won't even talk that East to West crap. And watch the left rack, it ain't where you're from, it's where you got. You ain't a killer, you ain't a killer, you ain't a killer, you ain't a killer, you ain't a killer.